Blog Talk Radio.
What up, Grudge World?
everybody out there doing today, man. Hopefully everybody staying cool in all this heat. Staying corona free and all that good stuff, man. This week coming up, we got old Alley Cat. Labor Day race. Let's see where he at. Alley Cat, you mic open.
Yes, sir. Man, just ironic. Your song, your theme song, Let's Get It On, is the name of the race this weekend, this Sunday at HMP. Let's Get It On. That's just what it's about, too. Don't come talking and faking and shaking and begging. Let's get it on, baby. Man, we got some good, couple of good grudge races. We got 3 4-car shootouts this time. I know people say, man, why so many? Well, these 3 shootouts are every day different caliber of set of cars. You see what I'm saying? So I had to kind of, or you divide them up. You know how it ain't enough cars to do a full shootout, a 8-car shootout, or a 16-car shootout. So that's why. So I just say, man, I'll just do me a 4-car shootout. Let's get to the point, go 2 rounds, get you some money. You know what I'm saying? We're going to make this simple and easy. You know, we got the old 580, 70 to bring things home and keep things moving, man. And we're going to have a hell of a night, a good show. The weather's looking great for Labor Day. It's looking great for Saturday. But for all you rain dancers, you know, the weather gonna look good both days. So tell a lot of people the gates open at 4 o'clock at HMP. Some people want to know, is there overnight parking? Can we come park? They want to be in that long line. Yes, just inbox me. If it's enough of y'all, you know, I give y'all a certain time to meet me there. And we'll let everybody overnight park, if needed. If not, only thing I can tell you, racers, please, especially the racers that like to get there and hang out, and then they say that they've been in staging lanes for 2 or 3 hours, they ain't made no pass. Please, guys, get to HMP about 3 o'clock with your race car. This is not for the fans. This is for the racers. Listen up. Get there about 3 o'clock. We open the gates at 4 o'clock. Get there. Get your car unloaded. Get your barbecue pit going. And when the lanes open up, don't say it's too hot to make a pass. Go on and make you a pass to check your car for leaks or whatever you need to do. It's going to be important because once the event starts, your test and tuning window has just got very narrow because the event has to go on and start, and it needs to finish in enough time. We don't want to be here no 4 o'clock in the morning unless we just out there just grudge racing, having a good time. But the event itself needs to be started. We're going to try to start at 8 o'clock. We're going to start at 580, 70, the 490 shootout, and them 3 4-car shootouts. We're going to try to start them all at 8 o'clock. So I'm going to be calling people in the lanes pretty quick. We're going to try to have a driver's meeting about 7 o'clock. So now you see how your window's starting to look for testing and tuning. So get there so you can make you a couple of passes right quick, because when it starts getting about 7 o'clock, we're going to have a driver's meeting. You can make the driver's meeting if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine. All the rules and regulations of HMP and the shootouts and stuff. And, man, about 8 o'clock, man, we're going to be trying to line them up and get the event started. So, please, racers, come on time so you can make you a couple passes if needed. You guys that like to come off the trailer, well, hey, you all right then. Just get there and be ready. The fans, y'all can get there whenever y'all feel like it. Y'all can come whenever you feel like it. You know, everyone is welcome. Hope everybody have a wonderful time. The people I haven't met, I would love to meet. I'm love to talk. You know, some people I may cuss out, but that's just me, you know. I like having fun. I like grudge racing. I like grudge talk. So come by and hang out with me if you see me walking through the pits, you know what I'm saying, jump on the golf cart sometime and ride with me. But, JP, I'm going to leave it up to you, JP. Tell everybody, Kevin Rogers was down for a couple of weeks, y'all. So he's supposed to be back. He's feeling a little bit better now. And, JP, your car looked pretty decent the other night, but I still want you on the shakedown run because you ain't got enough. So, but, you know, I want that ass still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blue Magic look awesome. Oh, Blue Magic look good. I still want that ass, too. Still ain't getting away. Turn it over to JP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, can you give me a lineup for your four-car shootouts, man?
Okay. Okay. The very first
line
one.
Lineup for your four-car shootouts. You got three of them, so.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Shootout number one or shootout A, Trouble Troy. Steve-O. Not Stepbo, but Steve-O, Lil Bill, and Tracy. You get that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Four-car shootout B is Bodacious, Mr. J, Bloodline. That's the orange and black Mustang that they have. And Mr. LC. Okay. Four-car
mm-hmm.
shootout C. Four-car shootout C is James K, The Grudge, Hollywood, and Mr. Crook. That's the guy that's out of Arkansas. You know, he's supposed to be coming down. You know, so those are the guys that has entered the four-car shootout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, I think...
sound like all three of them going to be interesting.
Yeah,
it'll be nice to see. It'll be nice to see Trouble Troy and Lil Bill get back at each other, whether it be first round, second round, since...
Who is your favorite pick in that four-car shootout?
I'm riding with the home team. I'm going to go with Troy.
You don't have a team. Remember, you in Galveston.
The Gutless.
Remember?
The Gutless Cutless.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. That's a good pick. Good pick. I respect that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And I don't know. The other one's going to be a little tough. The other one's going to be a little tough. I think between that Grudge and that Hollywood Nova, I think they're going to be fighting in that one.
Right. As a matter of fact,
they don't pull each other. They pull each other the first round. Whoever went out of them two, I think that's who's gonna take it out.
Okay. Well, see if you can get Mr. Billy on the phone sometime during the show by the next 30 minutes.
Who you say that, Mr. Who?
Mr. Billy.
Mr. Billy.
Billy Crook. I believe that's his last name. If I'm saying it right. You know, he's out of Arkansas. He got him a new home. He likes coming to HMP.
Mm-hmm. Let's see here. See if I can message him and get him to call in.
Yeah.
And shit. Then you got that other shootout. I don't know, man. I think Mr. J. Yeah, Mr. J been on the roll here. He's 2-0 right now. From coming off last weekend, so I think he's feeling pretty good. And, you know, I think he's going in the same with the most confidence right now.
I'm going to go with Bodacious. I'm going to try me somebody totally different. I think Bodacious is going to sneak in there and do something. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. Open up the mics. Let the fans sit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, see. Might press that one button. Tell me what y'all think. What y'all think? Somebody sent me a text, Cat, and told me to say, tell Cat, fuck you. Okay. That's what they told me to tell you. I don't know why they said it, but.
Hey, it's no problem. I told you I like grudge talk.
I'm sure they're gonna come out from mute in a minute. And
yeah.
Little Bill, your mic open, Little Bill.
Hey guys, how y'all doing, man? I was just calling in to see how everybody was doing.
See, we doing wonderful, Mr. Bill. How you doing, guy?
You know, just checking in. I was in the bushes for a minute. I just, you know, just out here just listening, riding around looking.
Bill?
So, what's going
Mr.
on?
Mr. Bill,
is
the Mustang ready? Is the Mustang ready?
I won't really know nothing. I told you today, but I really won't know nothing until tomorrow. But I tell you what I'm going to do. Be ready. I'm going to try to accommodate it with another Mustang. But
what kind of Mustang is that?
I don't know. I ain't never seen it. I don't even know if it's a Mustang.
What's going on here?
Might be a Falcon. I don't know.
I got ghost cars.
No. I'm just waiting right now. That's why I hadn't been out there lately. I'm trying to do some other stuff, and I'm trying to have that one ready because there's a bunch of people need haircuts tonight, and I'm trying to get these clippers trimmed and sharpened so I can cut their hair and shit. I don't like nigga with hair. whatever name. I mean, all of them gonna be a good one. Even Hollywood.
Right.
And I don't know.
Hey, you're not gonna hurt nobody's feelings, Bill.
No, I'm not. But it's just hard. To pick because shit, they all right there together. I mean, shit. I don't know. But if it was me, I think old Hollywood, me.
Ooh, that's the second person pick Hollywood.
Yeah. I ain't on that list.
Yeah.
Ooh
wee. Boy, y'all gonna be shocked. Y'all gonna be shocked.
Yeah, I mean, it's now that one now is gonna be it's gonna be a fight.
Well, let me ask you this, Bill. I'm pretty sure y'all gonna be there in your shootout. Who you think gonna win now? The one that you involved with.
Do you really want me to answer that, sucker?
Not only do I want you to answer, I want you to be honest.
You know, I think I can take care of the whole shootout, me.
Okay.
I think I feel comfortable with myself.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, when it's going down, you know, that's what I like to see, you know. Like to see people have fun. Whoever win, you know. But of course, I'm going to say myself because I ain't going to say I got the better car or we got the better crowd. I mean, I feel like, you know, I found out what the problem was, and I feel like I got a chance at doing something different, you know?
Right.
So, but, you know, want to take out.
I'm just asking.
You can even split, you know? I mean, I ain't tripping on none of it. I really like it because it's something that people spectators spending their money to see man, and this is what I want to see myself. I want to see somebody just go grudging instead of just being, you know, this car going down there or he ain't gonna make no full pass. Just grudging. So anything can go, you know. I mean, it's what it is. It's all having fun,
right.
You know. And hopefully with this hill, it can keep coming back even more. Every weekend we can do the same thing. It don't have to just be no event. We can just do the same thing here. We can just come up with
we already got another four-car shootout for every given Sunday. We're waiting on JD to get back in town. That's all. We already got another one already sitting in the bushes, ready. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see this is the beginning of it. You know,
and for
Mike Stewart and all of us with the other kind of cars, it could be a shootout with all the big cars.
Right.
You know, I was just thinking of something like that. It's just something different. And when you do that, that's gonna bring more attention to the track and to the fans, because the fans want to see what they spending their money for. Just going to the track, just seeing something, and they ain't doing nothing. You know, that's frustrating to some people, you know.
You're right.
I spent $25 and they ain't doing nothing. No, I mean, this is really what they want to see. It's just like you just
right.
asked me who I think will win the shootout. I'm, you know, other people have their opinions. It don't offend me if they say Tony gonna win it or Bushnell gonna win it. Anybody can win it. You know, it's just having fun with it. You know? I mean, I'm glad whoever wins, you know. It's still going to be my friend. I just want to say, just give me some off of whoever wins, because I done this. Yeah, man, come on, man. Get a little bit of $50 or something, man. Damn, man, I work hard. But, yeah. And see, them Delicates coming down here, you know, they come down here, this is what they want to see, too. Because we go down there, they doing their thing. They want to come down here and do the same thing we doing. And, but see, that's what I'm getting the Clippers sharper for. Because there'll be a bunch of down on the ground. They come down here.
Right.
Little Bill's barber shop.
Little Bill's barber shop. Cutting hair, not ass.
Yeah, cutting hair, ass. Yeah. Little Bill fading it up.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. So let's keep it rocking, man, and thank y'all for doing what y'all are doing, man. Just keep it moving. You know, don't stop.
Right. Got you.
So, Dre, your mic open.
Appreciate
Dre,
it. Hey! I hear everybody's opinions, and hey, JP, they got the right to feel how they want to feel. But, hey, if they feel that good, come see me at the trailer. That's how I can tell her.
Y'all be friendly after the track. When it's goddamn race time, fuck all that friendly shit. It's time to get to some ass.
JP, this is what I've been intending to find out. I know it's been a topic for a little while, and we've never got it to a yes or a no. Is any of you turbo guys going to ever line up and run each other, get a turbo four-car shootout going on? You know, that's what I'm speaking from a fan standpoint. It look like all you turbo guys want to be buddies now and all that, because one got something, the other name guys, but now y'all buddies. That ain't how it roll, but I would like to see a four-car shootout all turbo car.
Yeah, that do sound nice, right? But there's a lot of turbo cars that been out there running. Now, why they ain't did it yet?
That's what I'm trying to see. Well, they all friends for
all
one.
All I can do is when I get mine together is do my part. That's all I can do.
Well, I would want to see this one between you and Kareem and maybe Nick and Lil Stubbs, son. That'd be a nice four-car shootout there. But see how y'all are buddies.
I bet 100 it don't happen.
It ain't got nothing to do with buddies.
It just ain't gonna happen.
I'm trying to see why it won't happen.
I can do my part. I won't be the reason it won't happen.
Then everybody, another thing, Cat, everybody want one man to drive everybody damn car. One man want to drive all the cars.
I'll tell you what, Dre. Can you ask somebody to sell me a turbo car? And that's going to settle that overnight. I'll run every last one of their ass with a turbo car. JP, how much you want
for
your
car? Just put your car together. You don't need a turbo car on everybody. Just put your car together.
I got a nitrous car. No.
Okay.
I think we're trying to do a four-car turbo shootout. That's what the fans want to see. See, I'm a fan right now. I want to see that myself.
You a fan right now? Well,
yeah,
hey,
I'm a fan.
All you got to do is get them other three guys on the phone and see what they're going to do.
It ain't got to be them three. It could be any three, any four. any four.
Yeah.
That's pretty caliber, close to one another. That's what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. I'm all for it.
You know, one thing I saw the other day, I saw Tyson out there, and Tyson, he don't look half-ass bad.
He can't get out of his own way right now.
Hey, Dre, is he press ham, bologna, or is he salami right now?
I believe that's that beef pork.
Oh, God damn it. That beef pork over there.
a little mixed meat, huh? A little beef and pork, huh?
Yeah, beef pork.
God damn.
Yeah, but that's what I've been trying to see, man. And I know a lot of other people have been wanting to see a all turbo shootout too, because they sick of turbo cars trying to jump on Nitrous Tar. You know.
Yeah. Well, again, Dre, all I can do is get my shit together and just sit back and watch, and I do my part now. When I start calling motherfuckers out, if they don't jump, I done did what I had to do.
Yeah, I got you.
I can do my part.
Well,
if the rest of the turbo cars don't want to go, then, hey, I guess they just either some weak motherfuckers or they scared.
They just ain't got no heart. That's what it is. They heartless. No heart.
Are they heartless? Yeah. Well, that could be it too.
Well, I don't really want to say that too loud. The last time I said it, I definitely got jumped out.
But yeah. Well, I don't know. Got a bunch of turbo cars around here, so.
Yeah, it's plenty.
That guy, Kareem Brown.
I want to see you and Kareem Brown tangle.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I want to see. I want to see Tyson and Kareem get out there. But I got $500 that don't help. I got $500 that'll never help.
Lock that $500 in.
That's you, Ray Kareem.
Yeah, lock that $500 in.
Okay, hold up. Before I lock it in, let's get this right. You'll raise him, but he probably ain't gonna raise you.
I just said lock the $500 in. If I call him out, he don't race me, and he call me out, I don't race him. You got a free $500.
Nah, y'all lot to just do that on my money. Fuck y'all. I ain't trying that.
Now you're getting smart, Dre.
Yeah.
Now you're getting smart.
Y'all buddies. I know what y'all try to play on. Let's just get up there and we'll go red. Like, we still race. Nah, but we ain't going to play that shit.
But, hey, opinions like that, Coke. Everybody got one. So, you know, if that's what you want to believe, my brother, then I can't stop you from believing what you believe in. Some people believe in God, some people believe in the devil. You know what I'm saying? So whatever your belief system is, it's yours. when it happens, you still might not believe it happened. So ain't nothing I can do to
persuade
you to think
otherwise. I just want to see Turbo. I want to see Turbo versus Turbo.
It'll happen.
But see, that Nitrous versus Turbo shit is getting old and it's getting outdated. So let's just get to see Turbo versus Turbo.
Mhm.
Yeah. And I know I'm not the only one wanting to see that. I know some other fans and, you know, spectators would like to see that as well. Because, yeah, anybody know that a damn turbo car can go out and beat on its chest and draw on a nitrous car. Everybody know that.
Yeah. They can do that anytime.
Well,
that was just my topic for the day now. You know, if anybody want to speak on it, got a question, I'd be in the bushes.
Hey, Alicat, you got any locked in races for Sunday?
No.
Oh.
Is that Troy?
What's that, Dre?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening there, Troublesome?
I can't call him.
So who you got on your radar for Sunday? I think you ought to try that old man with that Nova that jumped all over Mr. Shotwell the other day.
Man, I agree with you too, Dre, but I ain't a part of that shootout. I got to get in another one.
Oh, I'm just saying, won't he
grill too? I think he will. I'll probably ask him after the fact, you know, after he finishes his shootout, after I finish mine, or before, whatever.
Don't why you don't try Tony?
Oh, bro, Pretty Tony with the blue Camaro?
Yeah,
I don't know about that. He look quick. I'm out the rim. I'm probably asking an old man with the nose.
That old man kicked his goddamn teeth out of his mind the other night, so he probably is going to get up there and try somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You right about them. You're probably to try that. Yeah.
So it ain't hard to know grudge racing. Boy, I tell you, you know, shootout is just as good as a grudge race. But thing about
I had about two or three of them, but a couple of cars broke.
I ain't gonna lie, I seen old Steve-O get down on the track the other day. I said, good God, I'm on high. That boy got that car rolling now.
Yeah.
That old Elk is going down.
Yeah. Motherfucker looking good.
He sold it there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my boy Shywell, that's my boy now, but he needed a way more seat time than what he got.
He getting him some seat time.
Yeah.
He getting
it's
it in.
It's costing him to learn, though.
Shit. Yeah.
Well, you know, they say in life, the best taught lesson is a bought lesson.
But the good thing about it, though, Dre, he willing to do that race again. He already locked LC in already. Him and LC locked in. They got a race when he get back. He got 2 to 3 weeks to race. That they locked in 500. So he's just racing now. Nah, he bringing some.
Nah, he doing that. Nah, I ain't gonna take nothing from it. He doing that.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
Doing that. I got to give him a little credit. He's doing that.
Yeah.
He getting the race in.
Yeah. So I can't say nothing bad about it. He just had a prior engagement this week. He can't be there, but shit, he's still locking in, going out of town.
Yeah, and then next week, I don't think he's going to be back because he got to go to his son's birthday, so he pretty much booked for the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, hey, JP. So, is a blue magic? Is he in a four car shootout at Jake Ray?
Yeah, I think they're Friday night. Yeah.
Is that turbo cars or what?
Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, they got turbo cars.
Oh, that's a good one. Then I like that.
Who all in it? Blue Magic and who else?
Huh?
Who else in it?
Booster GT.
What about
Lottie Dottie? Ain't nobody seen Lottie
Dottie. Hello? Okay.
Ain't nobody seen no Lottie Dottie, Dre. When the last time you
right
seen
Lottie Dottie? Shit, last time I seen a white chocolate head put a comeback on his ass.
Yo.
I keep talking about Lottie Dottie. Ain't nobody seen it, so. Right now, it's just.
Yeah, ain't nobody. Like I say, last time you saw that car, that damn white chocolate Camaro, goddamn did a wraparound on his ass.
Yeah, might happen again to him now, Dre.
Oh, no, I did hear them claim they want to run Light of Dot want to run White Chocolate again, but you know they know not what they say sometimes.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You know, old Mike be speaking very highly, and you know.
Yeah, where's old Mike?
Oh, you hit the key word. He speaks very highly of that car, and that's all he do is speak highly of it.
I know. Where's Michael?
He ought to be on here listening, if anything. But, yeah, they speak very highly of that car, but I've never seen it do any highly work.
So he ain't been speaking highly of Chino lately. So what's going on with that?
Hey, JP, let me just say this here. I plead the fifth on all that information. I don't know nothing about none of that. I see Chino got a new driver from Dallas and every damn thing. So, you know, hey.
Oh, he didn't. So Chino basically fired one. He fired all in. And regrouped and started over. Everybody had to submit their application back over.
Hey, boy, I ain't saying none of that. That's something you said, so I'm going to stay out of there. Ooh, no. You ain't going to get them firing them shotguns at me. Ooh, no.
Damn, boy, everybody kind of quiet on this motherfucker tonight.
Yeah,
well,
man. It's race week,
race.
Man. You know how it get race
God
week.
Race.
You know how it get for race week.
Well,
race
when,
week, you barely have five people hit the one button. Shit.
I can't believe we ain't got no fucking blood races locked in, though. No. Shit.
Oh, shit, they sure ain't gonna speak on that till probably Sunday.
They ain't gonna talk about that shit until next weekend, next Wednesday, JP. Man, I wish
next
my
Wednesday.
Shit was ready. I could have went out there and kicked such and such ass, and you know how it goes.
Well, I was trying to lock in such and such, but they told me their car wasn't ready, but then they showed up with their car.
Yeah, you know,
Dre, the other one is, man, our car ain't running right.
man, they ain't told me nothing about no race.
you wait till after the show over with to call me out. You were here when I was at the same track with you.
Right.
It's all kind of levels to this shit.
I know everybody on here just listening, but their hand just won't let them push that one.
Man, damn motherfucker from Dallas better not press the one button talking about coming to Houston and racing. Now, all right, when I say damn motherfucker from Dallas, I mean damn motherfucker.
Anybody from Dallas? Ain't that
want to
push the one button yet?
Man, one of them more better not pressing one button talking about they coming down here.
if they do come down here,
they better come down here and spectate.
Watch the more shootouts, huh?
Shit, JP, what that shit talking to is Jolie. I'm
threatening
the motherfucker.
That's
he coming down and don't come.
That's the main motherfucker I'm talking about right there. That old half a pound of shit. That's what I'm talking about right there.
There you go right there. You can call for him. There you go. Come on,
yeah,
Joe.
I figured
that
motherfucker get off. I figured he'd get off of me.
JP, I know you do that shit on purpose. JP.
There you go,
Joe. Hey, Joe, so you talking down there, Joe?
JP.
What you got?
JP.
Yeah, come on.
I know you do that shit on purpose. I ain't been on this shit 3 minutes, dude. You going to goddamn say my name just so this shaking motherfucker talking about now the nigga been not come from Dallas.
Man, motherfucker from Dallas, that's not invade HMP.
You said it was Troy.
I said what I said, and I meant what I said, sir.
You said it was Troy, JP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I apologize.
Yeah, it was me. You prepared, motherfucker,
it
was me.
Well, I already told you.
Hey, Troy.
Your mic open.
I can't let Dre
do that shit, man. He said he's talking about now motherfucker from Dallas, man. You better put a motherfucking steering wheel on that motherfucker shit, man.
You better not call me the motherfucker. How about that?
Who gonna do something about it?
Bring your motherfucking ass down there and see. You'll find out when you ass down there and see.
Man, a motherfucker down there ain't gonna fuck with me, boy.
Hey, you right, he ain't gonna fuck with you, he gonna fuck over you.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, if you go down there, you better make sure your shit down there on a certain number, because it's probably one of his index.
You said say that again?
Well, being on a certain number, all they run is index.
Oh,
you ain't got the
nerve, Joe. Ain't nobody.
Hey, you ain't got the nerve. You ain't got the
corny ass.
Hey, Troy. One thing about it. Down here, we running. Up there, them some bitches scary.
Like a motherfucker.
Stop that bullshit.
Thank you.
Hey, dog.
Hey, you scary motherfucker.
Both of y'all.
I'm listening.
Now, I can't fuck with King B like that because that's my partner. Real talk. But the rest of you motherfuckers from Dallas go. Now, King B the only one get a pass. That's the only one get a pass down this motherfucker. Rest of you motherfuckers, goddamn, y'all go.
Why you get a pass?
That go for you, that go for the Mexicans, that go for blacks against all that bullshit. Yeah, y'all go.
So he's a friendly motherfucker, so that's why he giving them things.
No. King B been down with us for 10 years, crown ass fool. So why the hell would I bust him? I don't bust you, motherfucker. That's what I want to do. I want to bust you with your so side with that truck.
Can't bust you.
Y'all saw the 4-car shootout. We were looking for a goddamn a person to get in there. Y'all motherfuckers spoke up and then got quiet. Now, so what? Tell me about that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Man, shut up. You're a damn liar.
What phone call you got?
Hey, okay. Didn't you look for a goddamn officer for that phone call shootout and then them motherfuckers spoke up and then got quiet?
Yeah, Rick Flash spoke up.
I can't hear.
Now, all of a sudden, Rick Flair spoke up. All of a sudden, now he need a converter. And then Josh Wilkes in that red love truck, he never answered back. So, you know how that go.
What phone call should I do?
Oh, shit, we ain't worry about it. It's already filled now.
Wait. It's already filled out now. I sure want to style park ass in the dope. I'm going to beat the brakes off, y'all. I'm going to stick
Well, Alicat, I ain't going to talk to you now. I understand it may be filled out, but y'all still need an officer now, huh? But somebody might fuck around and fuck
up. Yeah. Hey, they need a... Team B, they need a dependable officer. They don't need that little head motherfucker over there.
He's
scared.
He's
dangerous.
There you go.
Joel, you let them motherfuckers right out my mouth.
Man, Joel, I know you.
Hey, don't put that key in that nigga back like that, man. No people take you. Oh, man, we ain't coming to HMP. We don't come to HMP. Why the fuck not?
Motherfucker looks better than XRP, shit.
Hey.
I'm trying to ask.
I put up a four-car shootout. And 60 comments, and they couldn't get it done. I didn't need all them comments. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants the grudge, but then when it's time to get it, everybody car broke.
like when the grudge is up here, his car broke. He didn't want to run about it.
Hey, no, you stupid motherfucker. You saw us go out there and break the car, you dumb motherfucker. See,
that's why we try to run that weed motherfucker off the trailer, but I'm scared.
Hey, I tell you what, let's do this here. Break your fucking ass down here this weekend and run it out the trailer.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, you don't want to about you want to run off out the trailer. You faggot, get your ass up there and try
it. I said, we're going to be
out here. Y'all talk shit and stay at home. Don't talk shit and stay at home. You want us, come get us, motherfucker.
That's the reason why I'm staying at home.
Man, I don't want to hear all that shit. You just want to talk. We're going to give a fuck about y'all.
That's fine.
Stay your ass in there. Don't come down there. We don't need y'all motherfucking ass no, huh? Stay your ass in
home. I know you don't.
Yeah. Stay your sis ass down there, huh? We don't need y'all down there. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Coward ass motherfucker. I'm so sick of these coward ass people. Now, that post was up for a whole motherfucking week. And Rick Flair got quiet the motherfucker after he put his picture up there.
I didn't see no post. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Man, I don't want to hear all this shit. Don't talk to me stuff, baby. But it's already feel we good. We going to do what it do with.
Yes,
I need to find y'all something, dude.
About you and Drake.
All right. You good, bud, fuck. JP, you're going to have to stop some of these shake ass people getting on these show around their goddamn miles, too.
I call the ghetto black.
JP, did you just try to slug at me, Bo? Was that for me? Hey, JP.
Yeah.
I like your style, baby boy. Let's say Sunday, 7 o'clock, the Grudge versus Tyson off the train, since you found me a mother, since you try to tell me shaking.
You is shaking.
That's what I
thought. Sunday the grudge will buzz.
The grudge tried to buzz. That was your man over there with that bullshit.
That bitch wouldn't That bitch wouldn't budge at all. She, that man even gave you a raise. All he said was track rules. So y'all didn't burn
the man
down.
Fuck all that y'all. Right there, that's not my race, you dumb motherfucker. Any motherfucker hiding by track rules, what the fuck?
Well, hey.
You know, that ain't my goddamn race. We grudge racing, sir.
All right. All you got to do is do like you've been doing. Ducking and dodging, playing dodgeball, declining.
Yeah.
Hiding,
pushing, all that. I'm glad somebody else see it. I'm glad somebody else sees it.
I bet you your motherfucking ass won't get up there with us now.
I bet your shit running.
All right then, so don't holler about nobody playing motherfucking dogs, bro.
But see, that's the thing. You call out shit this week. My call.
Man, look, let me tell you something. I call
week.
That man out this week. JP, listen, man. I don't want to take up your whole show arguing with you about the same shit. You saw what I told that man right there. Let's get it on, homeboy. Let us get up out of there and let's go. That's all we need to do. He started by track rules and this and that. Motherfuck all that, man. You getting us to move. Get your ass in the light. We going to get in the light, and we going to tie on his ass.
Man,
but see, now that's
been
gone. I don't even
want to
do that no more. I'm focused on what's going
that's
on
cool.
this weekend. Damn, motherfucker.
But then why we...
Yeah. But
yeah,
I can
yeah,
add
yeah,
you
yeah,
if
yeah.
you like. If you like, I can add you to
yeah,
the list.
Yeah, I bet you would. I bet you would.
Oh, okay.
Bet you would.
I just wanted you to know that.
Bet you would.
I just wanted you to know that.
Yeah, I know. I bet
all
you
right,
would.
As long as you know.
Y'all like soft serve ice cream, huh? Y'all like soft serve ice cream?
Hey, man, I don't know nothing about soft. All I know about is race.
They say Chick-fil-A got some good soft serve.
That's cool.
409-8215. Your mic open.
I close you back up. Yeah, yeah. You already know when you open these mics. A lot of people not finna do no talk tonight, man. It's too close to race day.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's You might as well ask them to put their hands up two times if they want their mic open. If not, that means they don't want their mic open.
Mm-hmm.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Talking all that goddamn shit. Goddamn it. Didn't even have a goddamn card to track.
Say, JP, you steady sliding your little sluggers at me, huh?
Oh, shit, I thought I was going to mute, man, my bad.
Okay, motherfucker.
I thought me and K-Dawg in the process.
Hey, J-P, check this out, though, man. Boy, I understand how you feeling, and you got the right to do all that stuff. But that motherfucker will be there this Sunday. And I know Tyson will be there, so can them two play? Can them two play?
I don't know if Tyson's going to be there or not.
Oh, now you don't know. You make the call.
Oh,
you
hard trying to test at a goddamn grudge event. Yeah, yeah. Hold on, B. No, he dropped.
Oh, I was trying to think, and I'd be one of them
awesome
ones,
the
one of them shootouts,
bro. Ain't but one of them shootouts you can fit in, King. That's my mute.
Boy, who said hey, that?
Ain't nobody asked you for no emphasis or nothing, baby boy. I know where you getting at.
I was talking to that
kid out of Dallas, bro. Okay,
so, K-Dawg, which one of them shootouts you think I fit in? They one up there.
What's up there? There's a bunch of them that's up there.
They one up there, that shoot out
up there.
The four-car shootout up there. No, Houston up there. In Hollywood now, up there in Hollywood now, up there. I didn't know what you was trying to get out of this
for the other one, street car type shit deal, right?
Yeah, you can't get nowhere around them now.
Huh?
You can't get nowhere around them other ones. Now go ahead. Go ahead.
You said I can't get around
them? Hey, boo-boo.
No, I said you can't get nowhere around them shootouts right there. Go ahead now.
Why I can't get nowhere around?
Because you ain't got no business over there. You got no business over there.
Yeah. But we all sit
there. That's a kiddie pool.
Yeah, you want to go by the kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool.
With a scuba diving gear on. Don't get your ass with Ryan.
I need to be over there. I need to be over there in the two and three and below. You know,
Going over there with Hollywood now.
Man, all them motherfuckers got side exit fenders and fucking hood scoops and motors, tall ass carburetors hanging all out the front of the bitch. I seen the picture. I can't do nothing.
You got the scuba diving gear on. They let you ain't going in there.
7969. Huh? Mic open.
What's up with it, JP? That's Paul. I'm just listening. Join the show.
Go on mute then, Paul. Go on mute when you ready to talk then. All right,
I'm on mute.
Yeah.
Them shootouts get real delicate too, King, because they kicked my homeboy Pad by the shootout with his windows down, blasting 6x9. They kicked him out the shootout, put him in the other one. But they ain't got no radio in the cars and shit, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
They pull up, they was all that Sonic. Yeah, they was all that Sonic on the shootout he was in.
All that talk, my daughter called. Hold
on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kick that boy out. He come through there playing music.
They took him out the kiddie pool where he belonged and threw him in there with the
threw him with the grown folk just because he passed around the block. He ain't not have nowhere to park. They put it right on over there. Then he tried to back out of. Nah. Get on over here. You got to be careful.
K-Dawg, you said I better be careful about what happened.
Yeah, because my homeboy was in the street car, you know, real deal street car shootout, and they had a little meeting at Sonic, right? A little four-star, you know, pull up four-star, just a little meet and greet for the shootout happened, right? They was all in there, right? So, you know, they had to start waiting on it. So, you know how you make the block, you want everybody, hey, man, I'm here. So he went through. Made the block one more time. Got to shoot my nine playing and this and that and other, right?
Right.
As soon as he made the block and come back, they done put something in his spot, told him he got to go to the next four car, next four line. He get down there. Ain't nobody got no music going. Nobody got no street style. And they just, you know. So what are you going to do? You going to play music with chill or you going to roll and roll with it? Just roll over, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, in other words, they don't really play fast, so you got to be careful.
That's what I'm telling you. So you over there trying to see me over there in the scuba gear.
I'm telling you, it ain't a room. It ain't a room to go nowhere but up. Ain't no room to go nowhere but up, I tell you. So.
I ain't started nowhere. So how the hell, okay. I ain't even started nowhere. So how I supposed to do something I ain't started nowhere?
I told you the man made the block, King, and his whole life changed.
I ain't trying to make no block.
Well, don't go around that end. All I say, don't go around that end. Don't go your ass around there. You going to Hollywood. You come around there, you going to Hollywood. So.
I know I can't run with that and with them
calls. If you ain't trying to go to Hollywood, sit your
ass
down
for it. I bet. Fuck it, man.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to be 100 with you. And, you know, I can speak from experience. You know.
Oh, man, fuck it.
You said that the dude split the block, came back, they bumped him up the chart. So therefore, I ain't spun the block, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm knowing that he's up the chart. Shit, I'm trying to get some get back. Shit.
That shootout already locked in.
I'm talking about after the shootout.
Oh, man. Nah, we ain't got no, man. I'm a decline for him. Okay, we ain't got no.
That's fucked up.
Ain't got no, I ain't even lie about it. But of course, there's a couple of other G bodies that might, you know, we just ain't got enough.
Yeah, they got a special on Happy Meals or something.
The Boba Boat.
That man, Jewish little rag down my partner. I got you, gang. I promise I got you. I got
you. Hey, K-Dawg, let's go through the milk crate challenge, man.
Through the what?
Boy, get your big ass
up there. Sure, I doubt if you can walk a chalk line, let alone walk a goddamn milk crate.
Some bitch can't walk straight for shit.
Can't walk a chalk line,
and
he ain't drunk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, get up on one of them crates.
Man, you got to be crazy to wipe my view, but them goddamn crates.
Well, I guess I come on over to the H&P and spectate. There ain't no shootout or nothing.
Where them other G-bodies over there, they ain't... All right, man, he ain't looking at you. Ain't nothing else gonna be over there.
Yeah. That motherfucker must got welded up or something. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold him up, gang. Welded up. What are you wrecking?
Nah, I ain't saying he wrecking, but shit. He ain't looking for me, so he must got welded up. Shit. Closed up. Shop closed.
JP Iron Man, that ain't the Iron Man. I know Iron Man gonna get his man now. He'll try something.
Hey, I'm impressed with one, but when y'all racing, when he race back?
I don't know. I heard that's been post. You say when he is or when did he?
No, when did y'all race? When they were?
That was Alicat last race. More years there, I think that what they were.
I got
Memorial Day.
When
the hell Memorial Day was? Hmm? God damn it, we'll be in.
Hey, y'all going to do that?
Memorial Day was in May?
I think it's on May, yeah. What'd you say, Jay?
Yeah, I got five.
But hell, they've been 3 months, so it ought to be about time for them to come back out again.
Let's go half on the sack. I got five on me.
Well, King B got to heat his heavens over there. He done drew on my partner. No, we can't do that with him.
I got five on it. Got it.
Somebody cool his little hot ass down.
I got five on it. Got it.
Then he sang.
Let's go half on the sack. I got five on it. Got it.
See if I get Alicat back on here.
You said do something, man. This man singing and everything. What kind of shit?
I got I got five on it. Got it. Oh, rock and me. I got five on it. Let's go half on the set. Well, you know they said we going medical today, man. We can buy medical. They said we can get medical cards down here for that motor down here in Texas today. And dude, they passed a law today.
And they passed all kind of crazy ass laws too, huh?
Yeah. 90 young dumb motherfuckers can carry some pistols. That's what the fuck happened. It ain't about carrying. It's a young dumb motherfucker. Shit. That's the problem.
We plenty of people with all their belt loose snatched off their head. What's that tell you? Over in the store or AutoZone to where Arden got that big old pill, go tear the belt loop off his ass, get that gun off his ass. They gonna fix that shit up real good up by the Superman waistband. Watching videos and live feed of you tearing all this shit up, bro.
Five on it.
He getting cat on the phone now, hot boy.
I'm going in the bushes. I don't want to do nothing. I'm coming over and spectate. I'm just hot sign for Ranger.
Yes, sir.
Cat. Well,
yes,
I
sir.
Am in it. Well, I am in it.
Yes, sir.
Damn, can
you
hear me? Hello. Well, I am in it. Somebody looking for Iron Man.
Iron Man's sleep. He's sleep.
I got
he had to get up like 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work.
Who looking for him?
Okay, well, I guess, well, King B.
Oh, man.
Man, don't tell
come
me
on,
lie.
Come on,
man,
King
don't
B.
Tell
come on, that old man. Come on, that old fake shit, man.
Uh-oh. Man, they motherfucker lying like a bitch out of cat. You know what I'm saying? I'm
nah,
what's
fake,
asked me.
Well, hold on, what's fake?
They
hold
asked
up.
Me.
What's fake?
Yeah, did I read on the cool? We do need to get to that part, mm-hmm. though. Yeah.
But now, hold on. Now everybody's supposed to know, so I'm gonna clear it up. Iron Man goes to work about 11 or 12 o'clock at night, so he's asleep. But if whoever want to race him can call me about 11 o'clock tomorrow or 10 o'clock, he'll be on the back line. Trust me. Hello?
King V?
Well, until then,
scrap
that motherfucker gonna tell me. A motherfucker gonna say any goddamn thing. I told these motherfuckers I got five on it. They said, well, Iron Man ain't looking for him. I told that son of a bitch welled up. That's what happened. Shit. When you put iron together.
But you're not, but from my understanding, King, you're not coming. You got something else to do.
Yeah, I do.
There's something else going on.
You know what I'm saying? I do. I do. I'm just saying that's what they said to me. So,
they said.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't want him to come if he's trying to get Iron Man. You don't want him to come.
Who me?
You the only one that said.
Hold on. Whoever this is supposed to be, I'm trying not to put King business in the streets. You know, me and King already talked. He's not going to be able to make it, which is a good reason.
But he just got on there and drew on two people. So something's changing.
Well, whoever this is,
we trying to bring
somebody
you up to park. We trying to bring you up to the
game,
you know.
Is Kevin Rogers back now?
Somebody
lying. Yeah, I'm back, Bob. I'm back.
Man, how you doing, guy?
Man, I'm getting better, man. Getting better by the grace of God. Getting better.
Good, man. Good.
Hey, now, Alicat, now I'm going to tell you like this. Now do you understand why the bullshit is getting passed around right now?
Yeah. Okay. Let me pull my Miss card out. Why we ain't seen Miss Graham? But I bet you we don't see it. I bet you we're going to see it at the Dale, though.
Nah. Since we talking, since we all gentlemen.
No, I'm not talking. You talking.
Okay. Well, me and you spoke about Ms. Brown. What did I tell you about Ms. Brown? Okay. When we spoke, when me and you spoke.
You've been saying that 8 months, ever since Bushnell run over your ass, we ain't seen you.
That's true. That is true. I can't deny none of that, sir. But what did I tell you after that, though?
You say you coming, but we don't know when.
Okay. I didn't tell you when.
And you told me at your rate. That's what you keep insinuating.
Okay. And you don't believe that?
Uh-uh.
You want to put some money on it?
Uh-uh.
Why not? Why not, sir?
Shit, I might be ready by then. I might want
you. Well, I hope you will. You gave me 8 months. I gave you 18 years. I ain't stopping you.
No,
I get 8 months?
You ain't give me no 18 because I never claimed to have a car until 8 months ago. I never claimed to have a car. I've been a promoter for 18 years.
Well, I have a car. I never claimed I have a car. I just told you I had other priorities before I brought the car back out. And I'll make different changes.
Okay.
I would make a different change.
Okay. All right.
It's not
I love you too, man.
Oh, yeah, I love you too, brother. But, I mean, let's just, you know, let's get the facts all out there because we spoke on this. Did we or did we not?
Kumbaya, my Lord.
Okay.
Kumbaya.
Hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
what'd you say?
I say, since we're talking about rumors, I say rumor has it that you ain't got me. You're not the owner of Ms. Graham no more. So that's maybe why you're feeling that way.
I bet he don't believe that.
I got
$500. He don't believe
whoa,
that.
JP. Whoa. When that rumor came up, I remember hearing something about it, but I just never... So that rumor is actually true, JP?
I ain't saying the rumor too. I'm just saying what the rumor is.
I heard that too. But I've been heard that damn near a year ago.
But where's the car?
Oh, bop, 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 bamboo, turn from home, root.
Where is it at? If that's the case, why don't I even talk about a car that ain't mine? Why would I even do that?
Well, they still, from what I heard, K-Dog, now, this is just what I heard. Don't shoot me. This is just what I heard. They use your name because everybody knows you from the car, so they just still continue to use your name, but they say you were no longer the owner of that ride no more. Now, I did hear that, but it wasn't my business to say that.
Who would do that? Who would buy a car and use the former owner name and not want nobody to know they own it? Who does that? Who would do that?
Hey, K-Dog, you wouldn't be surprised in the grudge game.
Nah, I wouldn't be that surprised if I sell. So it's my first time selling a car. And a Tyson, I sold Tyson. They still got the Tyson name, but they know I don't own it.
Yeah, but this is
the
Graham era they talking about.
What's the difference?
Hey, K-Dog, I just told you. I don't know, bro. All I know is I heard that. That's all I heard.
Well, you know, that's
the
two biggest lies ever told.
Okay, well, since you cleared it up, everybody know you
oh,
still
no,
own the
motherfucker. I didn't have it to clear from Jump Street because, I mean, it really, all that nonsense to me, man. All I was trying to ask why I
yeah,
was not,
but Chain,
was
what
not
I'm
coming
saying,
to entertain
that man
TV.
Told you
all
what the rumor was. That's all it was. JP told you what the rumor was that was going on.
Well, JP know. JP
and
knows
you know,
the whole.
You just came on in, made it, you know, cleared it up. So yeah, everybody can roll on with that shit.
Oh, I ain't never cleared up nothing because it's what that's me to clear. I'm talking to Alicat. Want to bet if he gonna see my car at my race. Now
I don't know.
Are we asked
what was I'm hoping to see it at your race.
You can lock
you
in with it if you want for my race.
Huh?
You can lock in with it for my race.
Why would I want to lock in with a car?
You don't have to. I just said you want to. Just say you don't want to lock in.
Hey, I ain't going to do that right now.
Okay,
I got other priorities right now.
I respect that.
Yeah. We good.
I do respect that. Now, the original assumption was asking about Iron Man.
I don't know nothing about Iron Man either. Now, that's, you know, Iron Man knew what he knew when he came in.
Did
Scrapper
want to
see him this weekend?
Man, Scrapper see Iron Man whenever Iron Man thought he was ready to see Scrapper. Iron Man ain't trying to see that car.
Oh, wow. I know the last time he saw it, y'all saw the map of that night.
Yeah, it slipped the count.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I think
I'm going to take my ass to the red roof tonight. Hey, K-Dog.
Yeah, who
there? K-Dog.
Yeah.
Hey, we ain't trying to see Scrappy. We'll be at the track Sunday, sir.
Be
there.
You said we ain't trying
to see Scrappy. We'll be at the track Sunday,
sir. Who is
this?
K-Dog know who it is.
That's
Al. Damn, man, you just told me y'all wasn't racing. You was going to let me know. Now you ready today?
Hey, we been ready. We just sitting back waiting.
Well, what you told me before? Make up. So what y'all trying to do for us, son?
Whatever. What we done for last night? Y'all want to get back at the money y'all lost?
I thought that you got to wait on Iron Man or you can lock this in right now.
I ain't got to wait on nobody. I got my own money. Let me make a phone call. Hold on. Let me make one phone call. At any time, man, let me make one phone call.
Oh, shit. Troy, you might go.
I'm going to go on mute right quick, JP. All
right.
All right. Oh, shit. Well, what King is? Iron Man going to be that King. You want something?
He didn't flip his whole script. Ellicott got on the phone. He got Mr. Nice Guy. Yeah,
y'all
stop
this shit.
He said that whole shit up there.
Hey, y'all stop
it. Just clicked over.
Oh, I peeped.
He clicked over on the back line.
Dre, he just calling good money. Shit, that's all.
As Ellicott got on the phone, he changed the whole tune. Hey, K-Dog, can I be messy again? Yeah, shit, I ain't got no problem with that. Go ahead.
King B called Tim Logan out Tuesday. Tim Logan answered and say 300 on the 1,000, and King went in the bushes.
King B can't be on the phone.
That is true. Boy, man. Flag on the goddamn play. Flag on the goddamn. All right, when I tell y'all, let me reiterate.
I didn't lie.
Flag.
I didn't lie.
You a goddamn lie.
I didn't lie. He said 300,000.
You right. I did go on the bushes. You right. I did.
I didn't know that.
You've been sick, dog. That's why. You've been sick.
Oh.
Hey, ask them why, K-Dog.
No, you tell me why. You got to answer the other stuff.
I ain't got to answer shit. He can tell you. He wanted to come on here and be messy.
He ain't be messy in your face.
Shit, yeah. He ain't know if I was there. Can I be messy one more time? That's what he said before he came in. Can I be messy one more time? You know what I mean?
Oh, that's how he talk? That's how Ellicott talk, man?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Hey, you want some Iron Man? They on the phone. They said they going to be there Sunday, B. What you going to do?
I don't want to do nothing, man. I'm going back in the bush, man.
I'll be down. Look at this shit.
Just tell them just had a sack ready just in case I show up. That's all the fuck they need to do.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Oh, this one of them, if I show up to the track, lock in?
No, hell no, because I ain't locking in shit. I just, like I said, what I said. If I show up to the if I show up to the track, have your sack ready.
Oh man, they mad you down on Troy. That man drew online, man.
Man, the man just told, Atticus just told y'all, I already wasn't even coming. But y'all will sit here and just continue to bullshit.
But for
that's why I'm trying to
phone you, that like
I already knew a motherfucker wasn't going to buzz. I knew a motherfucker wasn't going to buzz. If motherfucker would have called my blood,
like
then I would have had to do what I had to do.
I'll tell you what,
since I won't buzz, if I happen to show up to the track, JP, I'll park that motherfucker on your turbo car. Iron Man, I'll park that motherfucker on his motherfucking G-Body. And Tim Logan,
mm-hmm.
I'll park that motherfucker on his ass too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? And motherfucking me, Troy got the motherfucking back tire. How about that? Since y'all want to talk about some bullshit.
Now,
since y'all want to hear the motherfucker, since y'all want to hear King B act like how King B normally act, that now dead is.
I ain't never King B get his lock-ins though. I never heard you do a what if I'm near lock in. I ain't never heard no shit like you do no shit.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. If I've got prior engagement, but any type of form or fashion or way, if any of this shit shake, rally, and roll and let me get looser any faster than I can, shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm just rolling with the punches. Now sometimes I got the car loaded up, truck bagged up on the trailer. In any kind of shape, form, or fashion I can cut loose, I'm going to take clean the fuck off going on 45. So if I happen to make it, my motherfucker better have their sack together.
Great.
Period. Nah. That's all the case, now I lock in with a brake clock. And that's all the case, I lock in, period.
Say, K-Dow, you trying to piss my homeboy out. Y'all piss that nigga off, man. Y'all better leave him alone before he get in Cloud King, man.
I ain't, all I did was trying to get the man to race, man. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I don't need no motherfucker trying to give me shit. I don't think
I see now. All I need
is motherfuckers get their ass on side, get on side of me. That's it.
And
see if you can hold my hand.
You gotta give him reason.
See if you can hold my hand.
And
I'm gonna stick my hand out there and see can you hold my hand.
Yeah, well, that's dead. We declined with Troy, so you get that out your mind.
Yeah.
Next, I can't speak on the mother call. Yeah, see what Troy did. So get that clean out your mind. Move the hell on. I thought you were looking for some action.
Why that dead though, Kato? Why that dead though?
Because we can't get there. We know we can't get there. Shit.
I mean, ain't
same
nothing wrong
blue,
with a try, is it?
Yeah, same with Blue Magic and Grudge. That's dead. Yeah, I just can't get that. Leave that alone. You can't get someone. Leave it alone.
That's true, but I never told you I couldn't get no damn way. I just said leave the shit alone because we could never come to terms. That's all.
Yeah. Tell you something. Two cars on the race, they'll find a way.
Well, thinking about it, I got tired of the mediocre beating around the bush bullshit that y'all had going on, so I just said, fuck it, I'll leave it alone.
Dre, ain't no. First of all, Blue Magic ain't go looking for y'all. Y'all went looking for Blue Magic.
Goddamn lie. We never said shit to no Blue Magic. We said that we was at the track, and we said all them fast so-called motherfuckers, we'll take
okay.
the move from all the fast motherfuckers. That was
okay.
Flacco. But I didn't look for no Flacco. I never personally went and said nothing to them people.
You know he was there?
They say I know they done got on Facebook calling us out. So whoa, Jim Chung, slow it up. Let me talk to you a little bit. That's all.
You wouldn't have said that.
So
I never went looking for him.
No,
they thought it was gonna rain. They thought it was gonna rain Sunday. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. How the hell we thought it was gonna rain Sunday? Man, let me tell y'all.
They thought it was gonna rain Sunday. The weather changed. And then Flacco went back.
Cool.
Then Flacco.
All that, baby. I just said I'm done with all that, so we ain't got to even worry about fucking with that no more.
Oh yeah, I knew that already, Dre.
Yeah, cell don't stay on for long.
Dude, Magic got so much shit lined up ahead. It ain't going to miss on one race. It ain't going to stop nothing.
Yeah, that's true. So go ahead on and just need it.
Oh, yeah.
Alone.
What he going to do? That's over.
Well, why are we still talking, Kate? I'll let it go.
You the one talking. I just told you. You asked for the car. The car wasn't looking for you.
I didn't ask for that goddamn car.
You did. You shouldn't have made that broad-ass
car.
Come all them fast-ass cars.
You
don't do that.
Everybody came on the show last week.
You
said, hold on, Jay. You said all the fast motherfuckers. I want the back top.
There you go.
You say what happened?
I heard it. Oh, shit. This should be good funny sometime, boy. Y'all just got to be paying.
I ain't go looking for that car. You too go looking for it. No, I didn't. How come I didn't? Because, motherfucker, we ain't laying no Plymouth Rock. Landing on us.
Blue mags, black baggage, whatever y'all call that motherfucker. 247-440. Mic open.
Hey, this is me. I'm back. I got a proposal.
Oh, shit.
Hey, who was the one hosting the shootout? Is Alicat on here?
Yeah, I'm on here. Yeah, what's up?
Rick Flair said, if you let him in, he'll show up. And he also said, if the Grizz won't lock in, we'll come down there and run 5-on-3 or better with 2 shakes. It's a yes or no answer.
Well, the four-part shootout is already full. Okay, well then we'll just run the first.
Yeah.
Sound like that Plymouth Rock coming back around.
Somebody get Bushley on the phone. It's goddamn crazy, beat you.
Dre on the phone. They can speak on
man,
the phone.
Man, I'm not even. Hey, check this out. I'm not even going to entertain that shit no more. We already booked, homeboy. Y'all want to come back after shit is already settled. Fuck y'all. No, we good.
I thought you was back there. Put motherfucker.
Man, you pussy ass. Hey, you wait till we got the shit already settled. You wait till the shootout and got locked in and everything. Now you want to talk about, girl. That's that old pump faking ass daddy blue shit right now.
If I'm pump faking, lock me in. Is that
your... That bullshit. You already see we got races locked in, you two motherfuckers. We in the shootout, so what the fuck is you worried about?
Okay,
why the fuck
are
we going to concentrate on you
two? The shootout ain't going to take all night. Ain't up before calls in the motherfucker. Y'all can't make more shootout.
Well, hold on. I tell you what. I'm finna do something stupid. sign you another motherfucking race. Damn, fool. You took
yeah, I
too
thought
long.
So. You doing all that bluffing, talking about you wishing this nigga come down there. We'll come.
Hey, I tell you what.
King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Well, y'all from the biggest pump fakers is in the whole
That nigga got me wanna go drink a six pack, man. I don't even drink no more.
Yeah, you need to hear him go drink something. You got that pump dispenser.
What the fuck y'all looking at? I'm like all you motherfuckers up. So King Kong ain't got shit on me. I'm like all you motherfuckers up.
And all that shit. You wish a motherfucker a Dallas fuck up, man. Yeah, we try to call him. You hide behind a shootout. You hide behind somebody else.
You speak up. Hey,
ho.
You speak up 2 hours after the show, you stupid motherfucker.
It's funny. We on the show, you dumbass.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you talking.
Get out the shootout. How about that? Get out. I'll pay you.
I tell you what, I get out that motherfucker if you come off the trailer, bitch. How about that? I told you to come off the trailer, you fucking bitch.
He ain't no Facebook bumper. Nigga ain't gonna do a bitch ass thing.
Somebody got their woman. Why
are
you talking like that?
Nigga ain't gonna do
hey,
shit.
Hey, why you got no speakerphone, no stitch ass nigga? Get me off your speakerphone.
Nigga ain't nothing but a bluff. I ain't got my speakerphone. I ain't got my speakerphone. I'm on a payphone just like your ass.
You ain't nothing but a clucker, old stiff ass nigga. You ain't nothing but a dick rider, nigga.
That nigga weak.
God
need to all that barking and everybody shit. Need to be the main motherfucker talking about everybody want to run for somebody else's money. Now he want to, he got to stay in the shootout because he got some weak we coming. The fuck out of here.
Oh, boy, that nigga said, nigga, I'm going to pay for it just like you.
God damn, that's why King,
that
shit's
so,
that's why pink over there,
so strong.
Hey, I swear to God, bro. That's the best motherfucking comeback I've ever heard. Thank you. Hey,
that is King stupid. King, you retarded, bro.
That's
why that nigga
God,
that so strong,
God.
Though. If you know that, that nigga phone is strong, everybody phone on the whole line. That nigga phone strong as a bitch. That nigga shit grounded.
That
nigga shit grounded,
that bitch,
boy. That nigga shit grounded.
That boy said he had to come to show on paper. God damn. That fucked up. Boy, that fucked up, boy.
You nigga know he don't have no goddamn cell phone.
God damn. Not the pay phone.
Anybody else can see that one of the blood race?
Yo, we ain't got no, you got no more trash bags for the lift can? You got no more trash bags for the lift can? You do?
Yeah.
I need one.
Go on mute. Go on mute with the trash bags.
All right, make sure you got the make sure you got the flex trash bags too, man, with the tin on that. Lemons.
All right, King. All right, King.
Oh, shit. I'm done fucking with y'all, boy. I got me a good laugh tonight. God damn. Dre gonna be mad at me tomorrow. That's all right. He better not say shit wrong. Stay back, you goddamn me, go stand back on the corner locking me. Oh shit! Damn, what happened? Anybody want to try Ric Flair? Anybody want fucking music? God damn!
No, no. Y'all want to fuck with the truck? We'll bring it. Cause ain't nothing wrong with it. I don't know where y'all got that converter shit at. Somebody come and need a converter. That's why I got the phone. I said, that shit can't be right. Goddamn truck been parked since goddamn quiet.
Well, they might have said, somebody might have said that shit on the post or something, I think. So.
Well, that's why I got straight to the point. Don't nobody want to try the truck? Going once, going twice. Guess y'all don't.
Ain't nobody pressing the one button. Ain't nobody pressing the one button.
Well, fuck it. What you mean coming?
Y'all ain't gonna bring it down when the mother call. Y'all ain't gonna bring it down when the mother call down there.
He said he'll bring both. They say he's gonna try to bring both trucks, but he ain't gonna come. I mean, if one comes, both of them gonna come. But if they ain't got no race, they ain't coming.
Mm.
Which is, you know, understandable.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you know, you gotta just show up. Sometimes make something happen.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I mean, if it was my shit, I would do that. But you know.
And Dre done left the building, man.
That payphone, bad motherfucker came out. I swear to God.
That nigga probably walk around the parking lot looking for some motherfucking silver. Man, it's time to get the
out of here. Okay.
said he walked around the park and I flipped the fuck silver. Straight down, 2-0, bro, for the week, bro. Cause just the last night, they run his ass clean off the goddamn dog show. Now dog.
Yeah, they put him in high gear. They put him in high gear last night. He hung up on that motherfucker.
Man, what?
Yeah, that's
what
I got.
What is it? George. Okay, what option?
It's
I don't know
if you can see that.
They be financing
some old dudes.
Well, JP.
Yeah, man.
Nobody else got nothing to say.
Yeah, man. I'm about to say, man. Look like they get for the night. Alley Cat. Shit, I guess it's September 5th, Sunday, Labor Day, man. Y'all come on out.
Sorry, come on.
Watch your little race, man.
Once again. But it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. Maybe one day it'll grudge or budge, man.
One day he'll go for nuts. Stop trying to run goddamn street cars and cars that just came out last week. Weak motherfucker.
There was some tough motherfuckers last weekend when that rain was in the forecast.
Yeah, he was tough.
Tough.
Who was
tough last weekend?
The
groom.
Goddamn Dre.
Jordan, man, ask you a question. Why don't you try him off the trailer?
Bro, you think we finna come to HMP and go off the trailer? We try to run them off the trailer in it. We try to get what they wanted in it. They claimed they had something lined up. Then we're out there and on a shakedown and broke, so they say. So, I mean, fuck, we can't keep giving up.
I can contest that. The car did break. You know what I'm saying?
I thought we were going to meet on the street.
Yeah,
I mean, if he really want to go out of the trailer, he'll definitely do it on the street and make it easy. But to bring a car down after that track, they ain't never been on that track. Go out of the trailer is just fucking suicide. It's dumb as hell. It'd been different if that truck had been on that track before. The truck had been on that track. And then he's talking about 7 o'clock. You're going to be hiding a bitch.
Hello.
If he has some nuts, he'd say, fuck it, I got a shootout, or I'll run y'all after the shootout. But you know, some motherfucker shit can't last past 2 passes. When they get in the shootout, they be hoping and praying they don't go to the fire.
Seven one three seven eight eight seven. Your mic open.
Hey, JP.
Yeah.
Anybody locked in yet?
What up?
Who locked in?
The grudge won't budge.
What are they trying to do?
Fuck them up.
Same thing you doing?
Oh, I'm just working. They're trying to work too?
Sitting on the sideline.
Oh. I'm just a fan now. I'm just a fan. Well, hey, is Ric Flair looking for a race?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Any particular race?
He wanted to goddamn kick the grudge move out there to goddamn seawall. This motherfucker won't budge. So,
oh.
I mean, we, our ears is open. What you got, Nick?
Oh, I just didn't know y'all were looking for somebody or somebody was looking for y'all or...
you know, because.
Well, this is how the shit
started.
This is how the shit started. I'm gonna clear it up for everybody since Dre don't ever want to tell the goddamn truth. You know what I'm saying? We was talking shit, McQuarrie race, D&D race, with Project Baby. You know what I'm saying? They want to run Project Baby, they did it. So I jumped on here and went ahead and called Project Baby out and said, fuck it, we can run. Then the Grudge is talking about Austin Taylor. He'll run Austin Taylor, Austin Taylor, Austin Taylor. So he wasn't going off the table. They couldn't be there Friday or some dumb shit because they had to work, supposedly. So when they got there Saturday, I said, fuck it. I went straight to Bushnell. I said, hey, y'all run the trailer. We'll run y'all right now the trailer. Nah, we got some lined up already. I'm like, well, where they at? Who y'all running? Because Project Baby had already broke. We had already got punk out from him. So I knew they weren't running Project Baby. We weren't running nobody. So off the trailer it was. These scary motherfuckers somebody knows. They went out there and did one shakedown, shook the tires. They said the car's broke, loaded that regular motherfucker up and took it back to Houston. Now, all of a sudden, we've been looking for them every weekend. No, nigga, we ain't looking for them every weekend. Y'all scared.
Oh.
Then he got here today talking about he wished Aaron Carr out of Dallas come short of H&P. He going to fade him. So I said, okay, let me call Stephan. They claim she never said the truck was hurt. I knew that was bullshit because the truck been sitting in one spot since that day, since that night. So I called Steph and said he down for whatever. I get back on here. Dre puss ass talking about he in a shootout. He in a shootout. He in a shootout. But what happened to all that shit about, let's run for your own money. Let's run for somebody else's money.
Who's in a shootout?
I guess the Grudge in a shootout. I guess. I don't know. They claim Some shootout Alicat got going on. They claim Rick Flair was trying to get a shootout, but then he claimed the truck was broke. But that was bullshit. So whoever said that shit on Facebook was full of shit. Because that truck ain't broke.
I don't know if it was on Facebook or not. I just heard on the same thing on the show. But I'm gonna clear it up for you, bro. I'm just gonna speak on behalf of Bush now. That dude respectfully
declined. Speak up, man. I can't hear you. Who that? King B?
Right.
Speak up, man. You sound like you're sleeping.
You said Bushnell what?
I said, fuck with Dre talking about it. I'm going to speak up for Bushnell. That man respectfully declined.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
He definitely did it goddamn me at the track. See, Dre wasn't even there. Dre probably couldn't even hear him. He's talking all that shit, then he didn't show up. But Bushnell, I seen the fear in his eyes. He's like, nah, we ain't fucking with that truck. But Dre don't know no better. He out here just talking out the side of his goddamn neck. That's why I told Dre bitch ass last Wednesday. Nigga, y'all got the one-on-one with that truck. And he declined that.
Oh, you got one-on-one?
I don't think Bush heard of it.
You offered him one-on-one?
I offered them motherfuckers a one-on-one last Wednesday. Not on the show. Last Wednesday,
where?
When Dante called me that afternoon, I said they had one on one.
I think cause Bush really don't like that back tire shit. You know what I'm saying? He probably take a break.
He can take the head up clear fall. I give a fuck. He ain't get no break. Why the fuck would a big block give a small block? I mean, a small block give a big block a break. I don't even race parts like that. But that's just, y'all wouldn't do it.
I ain't never giving no motherfucking breaks.
I'm just saying. The group is weak as fuck. Been weak. Gonna be weak.
Man. Well. Sound to me like there ain't no record going on.
He over calling out JP Carr and shit. What kind of weak ass shit is that?
Who calling out JP Carr?
The Grudge.
Joel, I ain't gonna let you keep talking about my homeboy.
Hold on, Nick. King B, when I lie about something, then you can try to get on my ass. But if I'm telling the truth, nigga, it's the goddamn truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that we
well,
not
man,
fucking college, goddamn, JP. And if that shit
well, JP got turbo car, too, but I mean, JP got, JP got turbo car.
That shit don't fucking matter. He got a brand new turbo car that runs from 590. That shit don't matter. Hey, he ain't got that bitch figured out.
Oh, goddamn, JP.
Huh?
Man, how y'all gonna jump on a car like that? That ain't even. Oh.
Exactly, Nick. Nick over there shaking his goddamn head like he can't believe it.
It amazes me, man. Some people just, you know, they act like they just started racing and shit, you know.
Some people live in the past. They don't want to lose because their reputation is more important than racing. I give two fucks about a reputation. Can't win them all.
Are you saying they're scared to lose? Is that what you're saying?
I'm definitely saying they're scared to lose. Exactly what the fuck I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't biting my tongue.
Yeah, I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, King B. You ain't coming down here, King B?
Hey. Huh?
You ain't coming down here? Support, man. We got support, dude. You got support. Come on, man.
If I come, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna be late when I do make it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna be there early.
What?
I hope I'm. I ain't gonna be there early. At least I don't think I am.
Okay. Are you scared to come down here too, or what? What's the deal?
Well, Nick, you and I know that's totally not the deal. I just came down the other month with the damn car. I show like the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just got other shit going on. Well,
yeah.
I'm in control. I'm making. I'm dry.
Okay. Yep. Well, I hope everything turns out good for you, man. And, I hope you come down and have some fun, you know?
I got to get my wisdom to
you.
You
going to?
Friday. If I work Monday, I'll be there Sunday.
I don't know if we're working out yet.
Nick, you coming?
What's that?
Going, I should say.
Oh,
you going to the race?
I'm not sure yet. I'm really not sure.
That's a no.
I'm really not sure.
But you're gonna drill me about going? You're going to drill me about going?
You know, I got personal stuff just like you, you know. I didn't give you no hard time about it. I understand, you know. But I understand people got a lot,
yeah,
too, you know. But if I do go, I'm going to be late, you know.
Me too. You see me? You got the same problem.
Yeah. Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
Boy, I know that goddamn bitch in that red beans and rice and pop. That bitch in that red beans and rice and Popeye, boy, be on point, boy. You know what I mean? Where Lil Bill at? Lil Bill ain't got no car. I know they be having motor car. They ain't got no car for Ric Flair.
I don't even know if they gonna have their car ready for the shootout they supposed to be in.
Well, what about some of the motor cars that's in that shootout? They don't want to race at the shootout. Man, they trying to learn.
Everybody running for everybody else's money, man. Ain't that how y'all see it, Troy? Everybody can run for everybody else's money, not their own.
Well,
something.
Jay P. Parker just shut this motherfucker down.
If I was in the shootout, and I can make 3,000 at one pass, opposed to making 3,000 in 5 passes, I'm gonna be out the shootout. I'm not sure either. Just me though. Yeah, JP, play the music. Fuck it. 9 o'clock. What you got? You got some faith tonight? JP. Yeah, he never hung up.
Yeah, come on. No, I have the phone on mute, man. I'm driving and shit.
Nah, I said you might as well play some face or something, goddamn. It's 9 o'clock. You ain't doing shit.
Yeah, that's what it's about to be.
Might as well play that slow rolling song. Shit, it's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How survived the South Kitchen?
Cooling on the corner with the cellular phone, you could tell that the East Bay was his home. More male than the rest of the pushers, cause he got a tech 9 in the bush. And that's how his shit was handled. First name Jack, last name Daniel. Had two boys named E and J. He had the 9 and J the AK. Locked on the street called Hennessy. Robbers with the motherfucking name O.E. E had a bitch and her name was Jim. Had a nigga named Juice doing time in the pen. You couldn't tell that Jim was a bitch though, cause she was fucking some nigga named Fisto. E and J knew tonight they'd come with two fat niggas named Bacardi and Rum. They capped Jack home and the sight was scary. The bitch was all bloody and her name was Mary. Officer Martini wiped up the body and all fingers pointed at Rum and Bacardi. E and J told Jack the hotel, so Jack tried to bail Juice out the jail. But O.E. had the judge on a payroll clock, so Jack shot the judge up and broke Juice out. And everybody's talking about Gene and Juice. Juice shot Juice in cause the bitch was loose. Now E is shook, thinking they ain't gonna get me. I round up the posse and call up Mickey. Mickey was big, he only sold 8 balls. Had 99 niggas up against the wall. E and J found out he made the call. So E and J and Jack and Juice knives them off. They were sent to the morgue and Mickey paid the bill. Got the money from the bitch wrecking Strawberry Hill. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive. But Mickey was slick, he had a Coke 45. And now he's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood Rhino Thunderbird. You wonder burn, how the murder burn, rap got burn, so much juice. It was 187 proof. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. At the Thunderbird, time for the hurricane, he said word. Thunderbird in the alleyway, wearing a beanie, trying to get a skit from the cop, Mr. Martini. St. I screwed off Thunderbird's top, spilled his drink and gave a swig to the cop. But it's too late, Martini knows it all. Mickey and his boy OD was slanging 8 bars of cocaine to the strawberries on the hill. So when he asked for juice, he got a quick fill. Mickey had his boy on Bourbon Block, the murderous cop killer, Mr. Peppermint Knox. Had a thing about nosy cops, and it made Mr. Peppermint lose his top. Martini off duty, waiting for the night train. Didn't know his wife Champagne would ever see him again. Peppermint Snops creeping with the Coke 45. Gotta peel his cap for the train to arrive.